Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." This is the word of the Lord.
I need to ask your indulgence this morning. I need you to bear with me, because you might get the wrong impression. You might think that I'm about to go out on some old man's puritanical rant about the commercialisation of Christmas or something. And I'm not. I love Christmas down to the last mince pie. But I do have an anxiety that I want to share with you, and it's a real one. And that anxiety is this, that the more that I hear, the more that we hear the message of Christmas repeated in nativity plays and carol services, all those lovely cards I receive, and I see the message repeated time after time. Even the number of times I hear the message read out in church, that lovely reading that we've just had and we're about to look at, I expect there's not one of us here who couldn't mouth along every word with that. We've heard it so many times. But my anxiety is this, that I think we hear the message so often that we perhaps cease to listen and we let it wash over us, and the good news ceases to be the good news anymore and just becomes another bit of background noise to all the razzmatazz of Christmas. And that's why I think it's good for us to be able now just to take a few minutes right here and now and just actually stop and think about what we've just heard. What is this good news that the angels bring? So let me just pray as we look at this passage again. I'd love it if you had it open. It's on page 1027 in the church Bibles. And let's all just take a deep breath and just calm our hearts to allow God to speak to us this wonderful, wonderful, incredible good news of Christmas. Let me pray. Dear Father, we thank you so much for the message the angels brought and still bring to us this day. Dear God, please speak to each one of our hearts and help us hear again that good news. May it affect our lives, may it affect the way that we live, may it affect the way that we speak, may it affect the way that we want to proclaim your love to others. Lord God, please speak to us this Christmas time and help us hear the news afresh. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, so the reading's all about angels and shepherds. And we don't actually know too much about angels, really. I mean, we know that they exist. Let's not be in any doubt about that, because the Bible tells us that angels exist. And we know that God created them to be a holy order of being higher than we human beings are. They exist in a realm that is closer to God than we are. And that's perhaps why they bring with them, when we do see them or hear about them, they bring a radiant light with them. They bring that radiant light because they've been in God's presence. Do you remember? It's like Moses when he went up to the mountaintop and he came down and he had to cover his face with a veil because the people couldn't bear to see his face. It was shining so much because he'd been in the presence of God. The angels are like that. They shine because they've been in the presence of the glory of God. And there are only a couple of angels that we know the names of. One is Michael, and the other, of course, is the angel Gabriel. And Gabriel means God is great. And God is great, or Gabriel, actually said of himself. If you look back in just a couple of pages to verse 19 of Luke chapter 1, you'll see that he himself said that he stands in the presence of God. And it seems very much that when God has got a really important message to deliver to those he's chosen to play major roles in his plan for the world, then he uses Gabriel to be the one who's going to give it to them. For instance, we know that he used Gabriel to give a message to Daniel in the Old Testament. And then, more recently, as it were, in the story, we know that he gave a message to Zechariah to say that he and his wife Elizabeth are going to have a miracle baby, and that they're to call the baby John the Baptist. And then shortly after that, he comes again, this time to speak to Mary and to tell her that she's going to have a miracle baby. The miracle baby, Jesus. And the other thing we know about Gabriel is that his appearance to humans is a bit frightening. Daniel was so shocked when he saw Gabriel that we read that he became ill and had to take to his bed. Zechariah, well, he was startled and gripped with fear. That's, again, just back in chapter 1, verse 12. And it's a tradition, and just note this, says the old cynic, there's so much made up about Christmas that we don't know about. It's a tradition that it was Gabriel who was this angel that came to speak to the shepherds. Whether it was Gabriel or whether it was another angel, what we do know, because Scripture tells us so, is that the poor old shepherds were terrified. They were absolutely terrified when they saw this angel of the Lord. Mind you, so just put yourself in the place of a shepherd. You're out there in a field, it's a bit cold perhaps, you can see all these stars up above you, you can hear the grunting and the noises of the sheep, you can hear a few cicadas around you, your fellow shepherds are snoring away, and suddenly there's this great light. You'd be terrified. Well, I'd be terrified. Absolutely terrified. And yet this angel comes down and he tells you that he's got good news of great joy. Actually, we know a lot more about shepherds, of course, than we know about angels. We know that shepherds in that day were regarded really as outcasts by decent people. They were certainly poor, they were poor people. And their work, first of all with animals, and secondly because they were away from home, they were ritually unclean for most of the time. They were ritually unclean. To become clean, you had to go to the temple. They were away from home. They couldn't go to the temple. So they were a permanently unclean lot. And besides all that, they had a bit of a reputation for being dishonest. So one way and another, you know, they weren't to be trusted. And certainly their testimony wasn't trusted in court. They weren't allowed to give testimony in court. And yet, it was to these unclean, outcast people that God chose to give the headline message of his good news. And just a little aside, let me say that this is a pattern that's going to be repeated 33 years later. You remember Mary Magdalene, she was an outcast woman. She was unclean. She was a woman, so she couldn't be trusted in court, could she? And yet, God gave a message to her. She got to the tomb. She saw the angels. It was her that was the first one to realize that Jesus wasn't there, that Jesus had gloriously risen again. Do you see the pattern that's emerging? That Jesus uses angels to give great news. And it's the poor, and it's the lowly, and it's the humble of heart that he gives the message to, not the rich and not the important. God speaks to the humble. Well, I repeat my concern that our Christmases are becoming the very antithesis of humble. And we in our society are becoming the very opposite of humble. We think we're so darn clever, don't we? With all our modern education. And I think we can let that get in the way of us hearing the message. And the message is this, that the shepherds were told that God had sent a saviour. He hadn't sent a soldier to come and beat up the Romans. He hadn't sent a judge to come and judge them. He hadn't sent a social reformer. God had sent a saviour. He hadn't sent a theologian to hold an inquiry into the state of the church's liturgy. He hadn't, imagine this, even sent yet another songwriter. He sent a saviour. He didn't send a politician. He didn't send a philosopher. He sent a saviour to meet mankind's greatest need. He sent a saviour to bring what the Jews called shalom. Shalom, peace with God, peace from guilt, peace from grief, peace from envy, peace which is joy and spiritual health and wholeness. That wonderful peace which had been God's intention for us all ever since the beginning of time. But we'd messed up. Christmas celebrates the fact that God took the initiative to heal the rift which was opened up between mankind and himself back there in the Garden of Eden when mankind decided to go its own way. When mankind decided that they wanted to be disobedient to God. And that disobedience is one which you and I continue to follow right up to today as a daily routine. And we call it sin. But God took the initiative to heal the rift which that sin was causing between us and him. So the angel's message was not that God was sending a diplomat or a prophet or a goodwill ambassador. This saviour was not only Christ, God's anointed one, but was, and this is the whole heart of the gospel. This is what Christmas is about. If you go away with nothing else, listen to this. This baby that the angel was talking about was God himself. The angel said the baby was the Lord who made the whole entire universe, all that's in it, the Lord that made you and me, the Lord himself comes to be one of us and to have a personal relationship with him. Now that's the good news that the angels brought to the shepherds that night. Emmanuel, God himself, is with us here on earth and in human form. Well, then, as we all know, because we've seen lots of nativity plays, that the angel carries on and gives them some more good news. He tells them where they could find him. They could go to the very humblest of surroundings, to an animal shelter, and they'd find this baby asleep in a feeding trough. And so what we need to ask ourselves is that maybe we're not going to have an angel because we've got the Word of God. This is our angel for today. This is what brings us the good news for today. And so where can we find Christ? Where can we find this baby today? And this tells us that we can find him in the hearts of humble followers. This tells us that we can find him in the actions of those who serve for his sake. This tells us that we can find him as we study his word through this, the Bible. And this tells us that we can find him today as we seek him in prayer. And so what's the message for today? Well, quite simply, and yet so profoundly, it's still just the same news that the angels brought. It's good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. And he is Messiah. He is the Lord. And it's my prayer that in amongst all the celebrations which I really hope we all enjoy, in amongst all the fun of Christmas, in amongst all the tradition of Christmas, friends, let's hang on to that core of good news. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Amen.